Whoever can't hear me, my announcer is ignoring me. So anyway, I'm walking through Washington Square Park, and three guys come up to me and offer me a 64-ounce Super Gulp. You know. I said, come on, man, you know, it's sweet, it's sticky, it's the good stuff. One guy offers me a pigeon, I pass that on. I'm a tourist, so I get the drink. Cop comes out of nowhere. It's a stop and gulp. You got Nanny McBloomberg. I don't know what that's all about. And Sugar Water Daddy. He's your Sugar Water Daddy. But in a way, it's nice that somebody cares, you know? We don't get a lot of that. It's just too bad it's him. That's all I'm saying. Well, you know, Giuliani had his jaywalking and littering thing and all that. And Bloomberg has his lifestyle things. And everybody's different. Like Mother used to say. They give me a jaywalking ticket, though, but you'll have to pry my cold, dead, sticky hands off my extreme gulp. 128 ounces. Takes all 585 calories just to hoist it. So it's actually zero sum, actually. Use all the calories trying to drink it. So you want to tackle obesity, I can understand that, but then you have to tackle ethnicity. You know, and you don't want to go down that road because most ethnic groups are large boned. That's been proven. That's how they prevailed over the lesser boned ethnic groups, who you don't hear from anymore. And there's the ethnic food, that's a factor as well. You know what I'm saying, but it comes with the turf. And then smoking, and the smoking thing, you know, a guy shouldn't have to join the military to smoke them if you got them, I think. So currently in New York, you can't smoke in front of a firing squad, and I think that's extreme. It's something to do with a hand that's not holding a Super Gulp. You know, you got one hand here, you got this, and you got a... At least, you know, smokers, they have patches for them, but I don't think you can get a high fructose patch. I just resent the fact that the only interest that the mayor has in me, you know, is this. If he would take the time to get to know me, he would find there's a few things he might help with that have nothing to do with sugary drinks or tobacco. And just maybe there's a thing or two he'd care to unburden himself about. You know, we could find out. Meanwhile, of course, Governor Cuomo's throwing casinos and pot at you. And so it's a mixed message from our governmental leaders. And Sandra Lee's apple butter spice bars, and who knows what's in them, for God's sake. I think Mauro needs to have a talk with Andrew. I really do. Or maybe this is a job for Mike Bloomberg, lifestyle coach. And finally, in all the New York City news that isn't, ladies and gentlemen, bolt cutters have been installed around the city for the new bike share program. Just in time for Naked Bike Day, so... So be careful with those bolt cutters, kids. Chinese activist Chen Guangdong, Tires of New York, says he's thinking about St. Bart's this time. Has to take the family because he wants to make sure they're okay. The old camel smoking guy sign that used to be in Times Square is being revived and updated with a smoking hole in the throat guy. Well, that should be a tourist attraction. That's a good thing. Broadway Tim Tebow, seen in a fur coat and pantyhose. Didn't take him long to change, did it? A few days in Hoboken, and he was a different man. A poll shows that Jewish voters are favoring Obama despite the fact that they will be Mormons posthumously. Finally, we get the good teeth. You know, that's what I'm thinking about. Good eyes and good teeth, but we're dead. Mayor Bloomberg insists on flying the space shuttle Enterprise to the Intrepid. That was embarrassing. The former weatherman townhouse in West Village is now an IHOP. So don't tell me there's no such thing as progress. Upstate troopers are patrolling around Morristown for Mexicans who may have taken the long way around. After several tries, the huge Mormon church refuses to go down in Flushing. Okay, I'll take it out. You're right. I meant to take it out, actually. I don't know how it sneaked back in there. During the recent fundraising trip, President Obama was stopped and frisked after a black male was reported wandering around the carousel in Central Park. That's just the way things are going, though, isn't it? Just wanted to have a smoke, poor guy. Leave him alone. Oh, speaking of Tim Tebow, in case you were, he has reported to Mark Sanchez's quarterback camp. So there's hope for him, I guess. And while Sanchez has signed up for Tebow's Solid Rock Christian Day Camp in West Milford. So sounds like they're getting along. The tanorexic New Jersey mom has been sentenced to Real Housewives of New Jersey. Where she can hold her own, I would say. Meanwhile, on The Real Housewives of New York, Aviva opens up to Sonia about her prosthetic leg during the pedicure when she hands her foot to the girl. Okay. Crown Heights, the debate on security cameras centers on whether digital images are graven. Or gribbon, that'd be good. The Horn Dog High teacher's mermaid tattoo turns out to be the lick your thigh and stick them on kind. Looks like a mistrial. Campaigning for the president, Bill Clinton sends him out for coffee across the city. Okay, there's another one. We're down to just three jokes here. This shouldn't take this long. I don't understand. Actually, he really wanted to get him on this sweet whitewater resort deal he's got going. Because he's got to think about the future, you know. Well, that goes. The Williamsburg man okay after getting bun in oven? No. Dwayne Reed turns out to be an anagram for Walgreens. You charge more for an anagram, apparently, than you can for Walgreens. And what's with complimentary panty liners? Still, any souvenir is a souvenir, I say. Zeckendorf thinking about another four towers. Okay, man tries to pick up entire family in family-friendly Times Square. Okay, we're almost through with this, really. Former Mayor Koch is seen with a squeegee and a dirty rag outside the Holland Tunnel. Could somebody please pick him up? Bored with Wisconsin, billionaire industrialist David Koch buys Boardwalk Park Place, the Short Line, B&O Railroad, Electric Company, Waterworks, Battleship, Race Car, Thimble, Scotty Dog, Iron, and Top Hat. This note just in the Opera News says it will now only review the Mets. Okay, and they'll get good reviews, I think. Asked how they are doing, the Occupy Wall Street people say, "Ah, I stay occupied." Finally, and I mean, we're very close to the end here, wheel thefts. Wheel thefts are back in the city, which shows you what goes around comes around. I'm glad we saved the moans for the end. I really am. It means a lot to me. Bloomingdale celebrates LGBT Day with specials across all departments. And the Mets finally get a no-hitter on the pitching end. That's unusual. That's all the news. That is it for New York City. And everywhere up to Oklahoma.